Fashion Valley, one of Malaysia's top e-commerce platforms, has been facing some serious heat recently due to allegations of funds mismanagement by its co-founders. What's all the drama about? Here are five things you should know. Founded in 2010, Fashion Valley is an online platform that curates stylish and modest fashion by Malaysian designers that it says targets the modern Muslim woman. Fashion Valley touted itself as a marketplace for homegrown fashion labels to reach a wider audience and had more than 400 brands and 15,000 products. It even expanded into Singapore, Indonesia, and Brunei. However, in 2022, the company decided to shut down its e-commerce platform and focus on building its own in-house brands, citing challenges faced during the COVID-19 pandemic. Fashion Valley was founded by entrepreneur Bibi Yusof and her husband Fazaruddin Shah Anwar. Ms. Bibi, who was the company's creative director and arguably the face of the brand, is a social media darling with over 1.8 million Instagram followers. The 36-year-old even starred in her own reality TV show and published a book in 2022 about her entrepreneurial journey. She has also received accolades, including a place on the Forbes 30 Under 30 Asia list. With Mr. Fazaruddin as the CEO, the pair were touted as the power couple of Malaysian fashion retail. However, both resigned from their positions on November 1st after allegations of fund mismanagement began swirling. Controversy started in September after it was reported that two government-linked firms had sold their minority investments in Fashion Valley at the end of 2023 for 3.1 million ringgit. This was a significant loss from the initial 47 million ringgit invested by Khazanah and PNB in 2018, prompting calls for investigations as it involves public money. On November 2nd, Malaysia Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, who is also the finance minister, ordered Khazanah to conduct an audit following the loss. 5 days later, the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission confirmed that its investigation had uncovered several suspicious account transactions. As public outrage grew over reports of the loss of state funds, Fashion Valley's founders apologised early November, taking responsibility and admitting they had expanded too aggressively. Netizens, however, criticised Ms. Bibi for her alleged spending habits and lavish lifestyle. Many also wondered how a company that was losing millions every year managed to convince two of the country's biggest state investment funds to pour money into a sinking business. The MACC said it is still in the process of obtaining explanations on how Fashion Valley received and spent the investments by Khazanah and PNB. On November 4th, the agency posted a video showing its raid on the offices of Fashion Valley. Not only that, several personal and company bank accounts totaling about 1.1 million ringgit belonging to Ms. Vivi and Mr. Fazaruddin have been frozen by the MACC. The company's founders and other witnesses have also been summoned for questioning. So far, no arrests have been made.